we need to understand that each of us has a purpose, a design that is central to God's dream for the human race. We are, first of all, according to Scripture, called to know God, to receive His love and mercy, and within that kingdom we were given gifts, talents, longings, and desires. You and I were created to identify these gifts with clarity, develop them with skill, and use them joyfully and humbly to serve God and His creation. Now, other than being a part of God's creation, we're not central in that focus, are we? Individually. I'm not doing something to serve Eric, am I? Or likewise you, you're not doing something to serve yourself, you're doing something to serve God and God's creation, right? How can we do that? How can we find this? Well, first of all, we need to honor the raw material. We need to honor the raw material. A calling is something that you discover, not something you choose. You hear that? A calling is something that you discover, not something you choose. In pastor talk, whenever I went into ministry, the comment was, Eric, if there is anything at all that you could do and be happy doing, do it. Right? That's what a calling is. You are not happy unless you do that calling. You can't do anything else. You're always thinking about, boy, I should be doing this. What is, you know, that could be any calling. That could be anything. Any purpose. It's important to understand that the word vocation comes from the Latin word voice. The word vocation comes from the Latin word voice. Discovering your voice comes from very careful listening. Author Parker Palmer says you cannot choose your calling, you must let your life speak. You cannot choose your calling, you must let your life speak. A large part of following our calling is not so much choosing as it is listening. Listening. From early on, you've been drawn to certain activities, haven't you? If you think about it, you have been. If you get off the track and realize that, you know what, maybe I'm not on the right track, maybe it's not being engineered by the right person, right? If you get off the track for just a minute and look back, you realize that you've been drawn to certain activities, whether you've carried through with them or not. You see, when we do not honor our raw material, reality becomes our enemy. We close our eyes and ears to all the indications that are trying to pursue, that we are trying to pursue, that we're not called or gifted to do. That we don't have the raw material to carry through with. And we beat our heads against the wall, don't we? Especially if you have some personality types, you just, blinders and all, go. And you wonder why you don't have hair. No, just kidding. You see, the problem is when we do this, when we refuse to get out of the boat when we're called, underneath, we are condemned to live in chronic, low-grade anxiety that whispers to you that you're trying something that you're not made for. Do you hear me? I honestly believe that's why society has so much stress in it. We force ourselves to do things that God didn't create us for. Maybe some of those people don't even believe there's a God, and so that's another problem altogether, right? We force ourselves to do things, and it creates chronic stress and anxiety. And in our minds, if we listen, we could hear that whisper that we're not doing the right thing. Right now, I can think of failures and disappointments that happened many years ago that still haunt me. How about you? Many of these failures were not because of bad circumstance or lack of persistence, but simply that I didn't honor my raw material. Do you understand what I'm saying? Raw material. because I need to appear successful or strong or confident or charismatic. And I had deluded myself.